that if we could stand for a moment and drop those books and just do a little warm-up so that we're ready to sing together. First, do exactly what Glenn is doing, is take your arms all the way up to the top, and then as far as you're able to bring them all the way down to the floor, and some of us can get closer than others. Let's also do that now with our voices from the very top of our range to the bottom, sounding like this. Oh. Let's do it all together. One, two, three. Let's get our diaphragms going. It helps us to sing by doing what we did when we were babies, just through our lips. Now we'll do it on a half scale. Ready, here we go. Now here. One more time. Let's do one more warm-up. let's see. Why am I participating like this when I only came to watch? Let's sing that together. Why am I participating like this when I only came to watch? Now here. Why am I participating like this when I only came to watch? One more time. Why am I participating like this when I only came to watch? Let's stay standing and sing together in the blue book on page 50. All are welcome.
Let us build a house where love can grow and safely live. A place where saints and children tell our hearts the way to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. In the love of Christ shall end. Cross shall stand as witness and a symbol of God's grace. Here as one we claim the faith of Jesus. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place.
Just the women. Amen. I'd like to lead you in a Kyrie this morning, those words that we sing so often on Sunday morning with the whole church throughout the world and through all time. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We'll sing it this morning in Spanish, so I'll teach you the words. Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
It's call and response, so you just sing back what's sung to you. So I start by singing, Señor, ten piedad. Señor, ten piedad. Cristo, ten piedad. Cristo, ten piedad. Señor, ten piedad. Señor, ten piedad. The last time I sing, Señor, and we all sing, ten piedad, Señor. So I'll start. Señor, ten piedad, Señor. Here we go. Señor, ten piedad,
Señor.
Cristo, ten piedad. Señor, ten piedad. Señor, ten piedad, Señor.
O Christ, you've come to our world to gather the nations into the peace of God's reign. Gather us together today and bring us closer to you. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad, Señor.
You have promised to hear us, and you are able to change us. Make our hearts your home. Confront us, encourage us, comfort us as you know best. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad,
Señor.
Come once again, Lord, to your people. Forgive us so we may forgive one another. Renew us so that where we have failed, we may begin again. Show us your mercy. Grant us your peace.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Cristo, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad.
Señor, ten piedad, Señor. Psalm this morning is a setting of Psalm 136, and it's from East Africa, and since you did so well singing in Spanish, we thought we'd sing in Swahili this morning. The words are on the balcony. I'll say them for you. Ana vadili zamilele. Let's try that. Ana vadili zamilele. Ana vadili zamilele. Probably want to know what it means. It means God's love will last forever. And it sounds like this. Ana fadili zamilele. Ana fadili zamilele. Listen one more time. Ana fadili zamilele. Ana fadili zamilele. Let's have some of the men with lower voices sing this part. Anna fadilis amilele. Anna fadilis amilele. Let's try both those parts together. One, two, here we go. Anna fadilis amilele. Anna fadilis amilele. Excellent. Let's try one more part. If there's some altos here, they can sing this part. Anna fadilis amilele. Anna fadilis amilele. Let's try all three of those parts together. One, two, here we go. Anna fadilis amilele. Anna fadilis amilele. Excellent. You're sounding good. In Africa, when we'd sing this, everyone would sing no matter whether you thought you could or not. And you would sing about twice as loud as that. And you would also stand. So let's stand. And we'll just, one more thing. We need a hum during the verses. And so we want four hums on this note here. So, hmm, 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 Anna. Anna, fadilis ami. Now the four hums. Hmm, hmm. Let's make it more like the cross between a hum and a grunt. So, hmm. Mm, 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 Anna. Anna fadilis amilele. Excellent. Now we need to just move back and forth. So, just a sway. God's love will last forever. You got it. We'll start with our four hums. One, two, here we go. Mm, mm, mm. Anna. Anna fadilis amilele. Anna fadilis amilele.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for God is ever good.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God is the God of gods. God is the Lord of lords.
Anna fadilis amilele.
Alone does wonders. God made the earth and stars.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God made the sun for day, the moon and stars for night.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God stretched a mighty arm, led Israel out of Egypt.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God conquered Pharaoh's army, led Israel through the desert.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God conquered mighty rulers and blessed the land of Israel.
Anna fadilis amilele.
God frees us from oppression, gives life to every creature.
Anna fadilis amilele.
Give thanks unto the Lord, the God of earth and heaven.
Anna fadilis amilele.
Anna.
Amen. May be seated. Let us center ourselves for our devotion. Please turn to page 38. We'll sing this prayer from the Iona community in Scotland at the top of the page. Take, O take me as I am.
We think once again about the rich man and Lazarus. We think especially this time about what life looks like from the perspective of the rich man. The prayers that we prayed before in the Kyrie will be particularly important.
As the lesson is read, listen as though you were the rich man. What do you learn about yourself? What are your assumptions about your life? What are your entitlements?
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us is a great chasm that has been fixed so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets, they should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. What is life like for the rich man? What do we know about him from what he does? What are his assumptions about his life?
He knows one thing. He has a right to his wealth and status. He has been blessed by God. And he can also assume that Lazarus is not so blessed. Deuteronomy 28, with all of its blessings and cursings, indicates the good life comes from doing the right thing.
"If you will only obey the Lord your God by diligently observing all the commandments that I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God."
The rich man had the good life. Therefore, he must have done the right kinds of things. Of that, he can be confident. It was the covenant promise.
The rich man did have a blessed life. Just look at his clothes. Clothes fit for a king. Purple, fine Egyptian linen undergarments. You can bet he didn't shop, as some of us do, at Value Village. And he not only had enough food and a balanced diet, but sumptuous food every day. Though he didn't eat high on the hog, being a good Jew, he did eat well. And even more, he was insulated from the riffraff, like Lazarus.
We see no indication that the rich man ever talks with Lazarus, or even has any contact with him. Despite all that the law and prophets have said about care for the poor and hungry, the rich man would rather keep himself pure and clean from touching or communicating with such a one, especially one that even the dogs, unclean animals that they were, touched. In Hades, the rich man knows Lazarus' name, but he doesn't talk to him, just to Abraham. He knows the name, but he does not know Lazarus.
And he doesn't know God either. Because blessed that he is, he knows innately that he is entitled to order Lazarus around. And Abraham too. It's the entitlement of those who have.
How many of those assumptions of entitlement are ours?
Whom we know, perhaps even by name, that we choose to ignore.
What do we claim as our entitlement or birthright? A low price for gas-guzzling cars? A stock market that works well for us? A comfortable retirement program?
Isn't our comfortable lifestyle a right of our citizenship in this great country? After all, we do work hard for it.
Don't we feast rather sumptuously every day? Even at Holden, where we eat lower on the food chain?
Don't we often act as though the good gifts of creation are just for us? Aren't we entitled to our lifestyle, regardless of how our consumerism affects us and affects all of creation?
Whom do we pass on the way to the grocery store? As we pull out of Costco parking lot? Or on the way to our favorite restaurant when we're just too tired to cook on some nights?
The undocumented immigrants who construct our buildings, who labor in the fields to pick our beautifully fresh produce, who wash our dishes and do the prep in the restaurants that we frequent? Do we see them?
And what about our assumptions about God?
And our relationship with God.
The God who created the world and all that is in it.
The God who made a covenant with the people of Israel, rescued them from Egypt, gave them a land, and made them into a people.
The God who came in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, offering us life in all that we have.
The God who moves among us and in us even today, calling and gathering and enlightening.
The God who expected the ancient people of Israel and expects us to be as generous and caring as God.
We, the children of God, followers of Jesus, cannot be people who ignore the poor or anyone else around us. Or can we?
What is our relationship with that God, the God we so glibly and boldly call ours?
Maybe our entitlements are those of the Son.
Our brother?
Maybe the entitlements are a calling.
A presence.
A community.
Forgiveness.
Hope.
Love.
These are ours, true gifts, true grace.
These are our birthright.
For Jesus' sake.
Amen. Amen.
We stand to sing Hallelujah, We Sing Your Praises, 29 in your blue book, 29.
Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with bad news. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with bad news. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with bad news. Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled with bad news. Christ the Lord to us said, Christ the Lord to us said,
I am wine, I am bread.
I am wine, I am bread. Give to all others an honor.
Hallelujah,
we sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness. Hallelujah, we sing your praises. All our hearts are filled with gladness.
Serve the Lord.